Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business. This is Susan Hayes-Cullerton here, stepping in for Joe Lynham. Now, Equinix is committing $700 million to Dundalk company Hanley Energy in a deal that will create an initial 200 new jobs in Dundalk. And this deal will see Hanley Energy build a manufacturing facility to be used exclusively to build specialised power equipment for Equinix's data centres worldwide. Joining me now is Peter Lantry, MD of the company here in Ireland. First of all, Peter, I see that the company tells us that it shortens the path to boundless connectivity anywhere in the world. Its digital infrastructure, data centre footprint and interconnected ecosystems empower innovations and enhance our work, life and planet. What does that mean?
Thanks, Susan. Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, well, Equinix is basically the world's digital infrastructure company. We supply a lot of different companies in Ireland, 300 companies, but more than 10,000 globally, with access to digital connectivity that allows them all to work together. So we have systems and solutions that really connect them in a digital way to each other in what we call meet me rooms inside more than 270 data centers across the world in all the major metros. It was interesting, you were just talking to Barry about his book about the future of work. During COVID, a lot of the data centers we had stepped up and allowed everyone to work from home, allowed people to work in hybrid environments. So it's really nice that you were talking about that earlier. It's very much what we facilitate. We allow it to happen in the real world.
And so tell us about this new development then. Apart from the jobs and that's going to happen in Dundalk, tell us about the wider impact on the country.
Yeah, so it's brilliant that Hanley Energy has been able to demonstrate the quality that they have over the years. So we've been working with them already for a number of years in Equinix, using their products and designing solutions with them. And the team in Hanley Energy under John O'Driscoll now are dedicating an entire factory to us. So that we were just looking at that being started, the building of that's happening now up in Dundalk. That's going to allow Ireland to maintain its reputation as one of the best supply chain providers for data centers globally.
When we look at the global picture, Peter, as well, I see that a minimum of $70 million is committed now from Equinix annually. And that highlights the long-term commitment to Ireland and the country's role in the global operations. Why has Equinix picked Ireland for this? I mean, we always hear about how it's such a great place to invest in, etc. But now that I have a chance to talk to somebody about who's key in this decision-making, what is the value proposition of Ireland in your view?
A lot of it's the talent. So the capabilities and the skills that have been built up over years and years have really shone through, right? So in the executive in the US, when they're deciding on where they want to spend their money and who they want to invest and trust, Ireland has developed a really strong reputation for delivering high quality output when it comes to designing, delivering, manufacturing, constructing data center solutions. So we're known all over Europe and all over the world as being the best at it. And that's because we started earlier than others. Microsoft built its first ever hyperscale outside of the US here in Ireland. So Ireland's been doing this, exporting its skill sets and now exporting its products to everyone around the world. And Equinix is just tying in on that and maximizing our impact from an Ireland point of view on the rest of the world.
And within that talent pipeline who you're talking about, tell us about what the people who would be taking up these 200 new jobs in Dundalk, what would they be doing?
So I was visiting their site a couple of times over last month. So what they'd be doing is they'd be taking very much sheets of steel and building out electrical cabinet solutions and remote power panels and power distribution units and other kind of switchgear and solutions that are needed to distribute power safely within a data center. So the team is developing the expertise. They're going through apprenticeships and training, and they're coming in from the local universities and Dundalk IT to really develop and understand how to build these very, very sophisticated pieces of equipment that then get shipped all over the world and used in Equinix data centers. And they're providing similar services to other data center companies as well. So they've got a strong reputation.
So would the jobs be primarily technical or engineering type roles?
Yeah, these would be engineering jobs, a lot of mechanical, electrical jobs and jobs that are highly skilled in nature. So it's a really, really good thing for Ireland to be able to lean into this and do some more development of that type of skill set. It's a very much physical on the ground role as well. So you've got a lot of people in the factories working on these constantly and churning them out. And then when they have them finished as well, the quality of what they produce has to be maintained. So they're going and delivering and installing them in the different data centers all around the world as well, which is exciting for them.
The fact that it's based where it's based, what is the benefit of the co-location between the two businesses?
So Hanley Energy is it could really be anywhere in the world from the point of view of delivering solutions. The location that Equinix is in, we're in 270 different data centers. We're in, I think it's 36 different countries now. So we actually have a good opportunity to develop the solutions in Ireland that can be distributed and exported everywhere in the world with Hanley Energy and other companies like them. So there's no real requirement for them to be co-located. But it is good from a Dublin and Ireland point of view if we are able to develop more data centres here. And that's something that we're also trying to work on in the background. That's my focus as well, is trying to maximise how we can get access to power and deliver more solutions to our companies here.
As you can imagine, Peter, if we talk about data centres, I feel compelled to ask you about the environmental footprint and how that's being managed, or even if there's innovation that you have in mind for managing the carbon footprint of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. And a part of what Hanley Energy is doing is, building the infrastructure that goes into a data centre. So that already has a carbon footprint. What they've been able to do is reduce the use of their materials by 25% compared to some of the competitors, which was one of the things that attracted Equinix. So there's a good sustainability focus within Hanley Energy. Equinix itself will cover all of its power globally with renewable power before 2030. So we're committed to doing that. And we're the first data center company that signed up to the data center, climate neutral data center pact as well, which is where you're guaranteeing that you're going to get to net zero before 2040. So that's our focus as well as a company. We're buying a lot of corporate power purchase agreements. And actually the Irish legal and structural setup now for data centers going forward is going to really help us to continue to do that here. You have to buy corporate power purchase agreements, for example, if you want to develop a data center in Ireland.
Perhaps I'm simplifying, but please tell me if I'm wrong. If a data center is powered by renewable energy, does that sort out much of the problem, or is it more complicated than that?
It is a little bit more complicated because renewable energy isn't there all of the time. So you also have to be able to provide the grid with the stability it needs to be able to give you a reliable supply. One of the things data centers do is they offer 99.999% uptime to our customers. So we do have to find a way of making sure that we always have power. So we're part of that solution now. We're giving the flexibility back to the grid to help them.
And is battery storage the answer to that?
It's helpful. It's one of the things you can do. You can do long-term storage. You can do biomethane. But you can have interconnection to other countries as well. So Airgrid, where I used to work for 17 years, is doing a lot of really good work on that too. And they continue to develop out the grid. But one of the things I'm trying to do is work with ESB Networks at the moment to find solutions that help the grid to stabilise itself and give back renewable power.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Peter Lantry, MD of Equinix Ireland, and best luck with that expansion.
Thank you.
And
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.